Good evening. It is Tuesday, April 2nd at 7:26 p.m. Hope you're doing well. It's just after dinner time here in central Indiana. It's been a stormy day, been a little bit of a gray day, but still pretty happy day as you continue to gather materials from this past week and read up about the Final Four and hear people talking about your Boilermakers. Like I said, this is the week that we all had looked forward to for a long time for many, many reasons. But one of the biggest ones is the fact that your favorite team, your alma mater, the team that you have lived and died by for probably your whole life, if you're a Boilermaker, is going to the Final Four. Let's talk about it in a second, but first let me thank Home Field Apparel. Head over to homefieldapparel.com, grab a t-shirt, a sweatshirt. You can't get the ones that I'm wearing there because that's not, they don't do that sort of thing. They will one day, I believe. Connor's a pretty ambitious guy. Enter Boiled23 at checkout, get 15% off. And also, when you're on campus, I'm going to be there soon. Head over to AJ's, head to the fire station, like my dad says. Head towards the fire station and go in AJ's. Grab yourself some mac and cheese bites. Grab yourself some pretzel appetizers. Get the beef, burgers, beef, beer. That's AJ's, eataj's.com. So I wanted to give a little bit of content. I want to kind of do something every day, and I hadn't really thought too hard about this until this afternoon. And I was like, you know what I want to do? I want to watch some highlights of the game. I haven't watched the game in entirety again yet, but I want to watch some highlights to see if my memory and my recollection to you guys was actually accurate. And I already found an inaccuracy. And this is the problem when you're live and in person, what you miss that's on TV or what the way your motions are going, because I've told you I was a wreck. So I wanted to talk about two things. One, the thrill of victory. I did two. I didn't mean to do that. So one, the thrill of victory. So I wanted to talk about how Purdue got that win, in my opinion, what were some of the keys after analyzing. And then I wanted to talk about the agony of defeat, which is what I'm feeling as I try to book my trip to Phoenix. I'm very frustrated. Many of you have told you my goal is to get to Phoenix. LBD and I have our, we want to go. We have a plus one that also wants to go with us, and we cannot get the schedules and the budgets all together. It is really, it's killing me, actually. Everybody's had some good suggestions, but I'll talk a minute about how frustrated I am with that. But here we go. Let's talk a little bit about the game, shall we? Okay, so key juncture of the game I've been talking over and over is that Purdue shrinking that lead and then flipping the lead in the first half. My brain was telling me it was right around the 10-minute mark, 8-minute mark, something like that. No, it was much later in the first half. You guys probably already knew that because you're smarter than me. But I went back and I looked at this, and it followed the first thing you had. Tennessee went on a 19-4 run that put them in a 32-21 lead. Up to that point, you know, it had been pretty even, pretty back and forth. But then Tennessee started flexing their muscle. Dalton Knecht, I think, hit two threes in that period. They were kind of having their way with Purdue. So with Purdue down 11, what happened? So what were the key plays? What were some of the things that got Purdue back in the position to win or in the position to at least compete and stay with their game plan so they wouldn't have to panic? How important is it Purdue for to stay in their game plans? Obviously important because Matt Painter's rights of first refusal with Zach Edey getting the ball and the offense running through him. You want to be able to run your normal offense. You want to be able to have him be able to, you know, take twos and not force threes and get into that mode, especially with Purdue shooting as poorly as they were. And so how did they get back there so quickly? So the 5:05 mark left in the first half. Fletch Lawyer, he had a full court drive, got the ball off the inbounds, went up, streaked up the right side. You probably remember this. He was contested because he was chased, and there was I don't know if it was Estreo or another Tennessee big. I didn't get that deep into this analysis, and that put Purdue down 32-23. You'll notice the score will skip around a little bit because I don't think I don't think I'm counting free throws at all, but I am counting key plays. The next one was. Smith fed Edey at 4:28. Purdue's now down 32-25. Then Lawyer on a curl, a big Reggie Miller-esque curl slash runner. He saw what was happening on the defense. He followed a pick at the 3:45 minute mark. It was 32-27. Purdue starting to close in. Then you had free throws. Edie was knocking down free throws. I don't think he was the only one. And Edie had a finish. Let's see. He had a strong finish at the rim. Purdue's down 30, or Purdue, it put Purdue up 33 to 32. That was at the 2 minute and 32 minute mark. Why does that matter? Well, number one, it shows Purdue's ability to close down on a team, showed the ability for that offense to really turn up to another gear. And it put Purdue in position where now, not only were they down by 11 and switched up to a 1 point lead in a period of 2.5 minutes, but they were kind of in the driver's seat because they had all that momentum. That was a big deal. In the second half, I wanted to look a little bit at what the reality was of that second half, what really was happening. I told you I was a wreck, really just messed up. When it got down to that 5 minute mark, I was nervous because the game was so close. If you remember at the 5 minute, 40 second mark in the second half, it was tied. At 2:43, Jones hit the biggest three of the game on the right side, put Purdue up six, right? That was a big deal. Many of you thought the game was over then, but if you thought that, maybe you have a just you're just a more an optimistic person than me. Maybe you just didn't think Tennessee had it left in the tank. I think they did. But the game was far from over at that point, and I didn't feel like it was over. I don't know if my son was fully in at being over at 2:43, but that was I can remember that being on the clock, thinking that's a big deal. At 1:07, though, after some back and forth, at 1:07, Connect hits a layup, and it put Tennessee down 69 to 62. If you remember that layup, I'm trying to remember who was guarding on ball. I think Jones was on ball, and Edie came up to help, and he got around both of them, and they both laid off and allowed him to have the layup, almost like it was by design. I think the whole idea was they thought, he's going to get his. We're not going to let him shoot threes and make threes and bomb it. Okay. At the 60, this is probably the mark because there was a lot of back and forth right then, a lot of action. But at the 33.8 second mark, that to me is that's winning time right there. Purdue was up 69-64. So still only 5 second differential, but Edie block connect, right? That was it. Right, that felt like it was it because now you have Purdue up by two possessions, and clearly Purdue's will was right where it needed to be, and they found a way to get the victory. I got to tell you, if you're anything like me, which you probably are, this last couple of days have been pretty emotional, and it continues to be emotional. I told you last night during the Handsome Hour about that video that I linked from a friend of mine. And today, which is really, really cool, that video was picked up by Julia Edie. And it went from having a couple thousand views to it's well over 21,000 views now, which is awesome. I think a lot of people relate with that. But one thing you're seeing is a lot of people are just publicly admitting, you know, that silly internet statement, I'm not crying, or I'm not crying, you're crying. I'll fully admit when I'm crying, and if I didn't, you'd be able to see it on my face. I'm not that good of a liar or a poker player. But yeah, there's been a lot of times that I'm brought to tears because it's pretty great. That release of stress is pretty incredible. But one thing I wanted to say that was awesome, which I've been watching on highlights and different videos, this era of HD television we live, the era of many, many pixels and fantastic cameras. We're getting to see things we've never gotten to see before. I know I sound like an old man saying that, but maybe I'm analyzing someplace too much. But the next time you watch a highlight of those closing minutes in that game, look at the crowd. Look at what's happening. I've seen there are multiple occasions of people grabbing their friend next to them, grabbing their clothing and going back and forth with them, like, can you believe it? This is happening. There's another one where there's an older guy, and I swear I took this guy and his wife's picture in the crowd after the game. I swear I did. But the resolution is high enough that he turns to his wife. He's on the aisle, and he goes like this. And then he can't believe it. He's overcome, and then he just hugs the person next to him. Take in these little things and know that you're not alone in this time as you celebrate. They're celebrating with you. And they were celebrating in Little Caesars Arena with you. It was a fantastic time, and there's tons of proof of that. And we're still living in the afterglow of it. Let's hope, though. Such a hard thing. Let's hope these Boilers are able to kind of ratchet down their mentality. They accomplished something great, but they can accomplish something even greater. There's a reason they were one of the best teams in the nation all year. It's because they're really, really good. Their mentality was incredible. Incredible all season. They were fighters. That fight that propelled them got them to not it was nothing about winning games improbably. It was just about being better than the other team. Obviously, Zach Edey has a huge part in that. But on top of that, you had a bunch of guys that believed their role was important. And speaking of guys who believe their role was important, if you've seen some of the locker room post-game interviews, and I've gotten to watch more of them, Ethan Morton talked about, just being a guy that, was happy with what he's doing. And he was totally selfless in his interview. It's kind of funny, too. He got ahead of himself at times because he had so much time to talk to the media. I think they were giving him plenty of rope to say whatever he wanted. And he was grateful, it felt like to me, watching that video. If he's not, he's a pretty good actor. And that was awesome to see. If you didn't know it, if you weren't in the arena, when he got his piece or went down to get his piece of net and cut it down, he got a huge ovation because he's been pretty special to the team. And he's really a symbol as much as anything of all the guys that have taken lesser roles and just done what was needed to win, right? He could have made things divisive a bit. And remember, let's not forget, he started multiple games in the previous 2 seasons, I believe. Both of those 2 seasons, he started games. But going back to his sophomore year, he was a guy that was called on to do a lot of different things. And this year, his role has been inconsistent because of situational things and because simply Painter thinks right now there are other guys that need to be in the game. So pretty awesome. All right, so let me talk a little bit about my situation, how difficult it is to try to get out of Central Indiana and get back. Maybe that's the bigger thing. So if you're anything like me, you're looking for a way to get to Phoenix, you've tried bunch of different ways. Maybe you've thrown up your hand and say, screw it. I'm just going to pay the $1,000, $1,200, whatever, and do that. And if you're at that position, you can get there. There's no doubt. But now we're seeing flights are actually filling up. What I've done is I've looked everywhere. I've looked Lexington, Indianapolis, Grand Rapids, Columbus, Chicago, 2 airports, Fort Wayne, St. Louis. I've looked at all those. Did I say Cincinnati? Cincinnati is in there too. I looked at all those airports for leaving and returning too. I've looked at one-way flights, multiple one-way flights, going into Vegas, going into Tucson, going into Phoenix, going into San Diego, going into Los Angeles, going into Mesa Airport in Phoenix. And what I'm finding over and over is every time there's a big fly in the ointment, it'll be either timing getting back or I can't make it work, and I'm doing everything I can. And if you're anything like me, it's not just the money. It's the money plus your schedule, your life, and there are some things I just can't move. I'm kind of busted up about this. I really want to be there with you guys. I don't really even care about getting in the game. I think Jay talked about this. He touched on it last night, how bad it is to watch a game in a football stadium if you don't get really good seats. If you don't get the seats that are around the court that are like a basketball arena, you're so far away, you're never going to watch the game with your own eyes on the court. You're going to look at the screens, and the screens are very good. And it's nice to be in the place with everybody else, but it's not the greatest viewing experience. There's no doubt about it. I just want to be there with Purdue fans and enjoy the moment. And sadly, I'm thinking that if something doesn't happen tomorrow, I'm not going to be there. And if I'm not there, I will say, though, there's some advantages about that. I will be here posting, and maybe there'll be extra posts. Maybe, I don't know. I had already planned on how I was going to try to post there from Phoenix and different places to post up. I mean, some of you guys have offered places in the Phoenix area to go and post, to create content or to create conversation, whatever you want to say. But it doesn't look good right now. And I'm hoping it changes tomorrow. Tomorrow's my last swipe at trying to get there. So I hope you're able to go. And if you're in the comments, you can tell me you're going. But Yeah, that's about it. That's about all I had to post tonight. It's going to be a true quick cast. I'm going to talk to you guys, the people that are on here live, quickly. Ted Berkey says, boiler up. How are you, Ted? Need to be inverse says, be down, boiler up. Boiler Ball said, their cinematic Tennessee movie will be released tonight. Yes. All right. I'm stoked for that. They have done such a bang-up job. I reached out to Chris Johnson and told him, simply thanks for their storytelling this year. It's been great. They're always good at what they do, but this year has been exceptional, and we've all been along for the ride. Can't wait for that video. Can't wait for every game, what they do. I'm going to have an NC State preview, by the way. I've thought about that. Maybe tomorrow, regardless, but we'll see. But it'll definitely be before the game. Got plenty of time. Jeff says the team took off for Phoenix this evening, 3 days of prep. Good, 3 days to get ready. They're gonna have so many media things. It's gonna be fun for them, and I hope it's a business trip though. I hope they can ratchet back down. This is a good test again, and this team's mentality has been awesome. On the other side, you have NC State, who literally everyone in the arena that's not a Purdue alum is gonna be cheering for NC State. So that's something Purdue's gonna have to deal with. It's the first semi-hostile crowd they've had in the tournament, obviously. Midwest Toker says, good evening, B. Dowd. How are you? Ted Burke again says, hard to get work done as I'm constantly getting distracted by Purdue news clippings and the analysis of the team. And yeah, I'm with you. I working continuous for hours at a time is tough. A lot of text messages, a lot of email messages, a lot of stuff that I'm pulling myself away to. I'm guilty. Chris Harder, how are you, sir? Says, looking good. Thank you. Thank you. Championship fit. Andy Day says, this man has all the March merch. Yeah, let's go. It's both Anish and Jay said they don't like this shirt very much. Like after when Purdue got it, they said, well, you know, net worth. Or net, is it net worth? Yeah, net worth. Or net worthy. And I said, it's noteworthy, right? That's the whole thing. They're like, yeah, I get the pun. It's just dumb. And I get it. I think Nike's missed on a lot of stuff in recent years. We've talked about that. So Purdue Soul, Purdue Energy, those aren't great. Anyway, let's see. Rob White says, I bought a one-way ticket out and then a one-way ticket back. Yep, that's what I'm looking at doing. Different airline. Friend found a good round-trip deal out of Cincy. Yep. But those are probably gone. Yeah, a lot of stuff's drying up. And I'm telling you, I've been working on it for 40, 36 hours, something like that. When I got home on Sunday night, I started looking, and it has not gotten any better. That's the thing. Like sometimes when you do this, you crack it. I'm pretty good at planning a trip. This is not going well. So Andy Day says, if I luck into a ticket, I'll be driving all the way across Texas and New Mexico, 17 hours. That's macho. And people have asked, why don't you drive to me? And the reason I'm not going to drive is because of the limitations of space and time. Again, there are things I cannot move. I cannot move them. So the drive to Phoenix is significant. My son and I actually looked at train. We're like, okay, maybe we can do this. Again, some difficulties that come with train. If you look, the schedules are odd. The ways you get there are odd. You get from train to bus at different times. Be fun to do that if I had a lot of time, but that's a hard thing. Brian T says, will there be a new tattoo? Yes, there will. And I have to talk to Jay about this. He and I made that deal a long time ago. My wife's in the other room. My son's in the other room right here. And I think I've told her that. Long time ago, I told her that, but yes, it's going to happen. So I'm excited about that. Dick Stillwagon says, Hail Purdue. Dick Stillwagon says, do NIT teams play defense? No, that's why they're in the NIT. Actually, that's not true. It's not some play, but I think most of them at this point, they're having a good time, right? It's tough to be gritty when you're not at full mental focus. Ben Carnahan says, no mention of the Lance 3. Didn't I say that? Didn't I say that? Yeah, 243. Jones hits the three from the right side, 66-60. It's in my notes. If I breezed over that, I didn't mean to. It's in my notes. So 243 mark. Jones hits the three from the right side, 66-60. Yes. If I didn't say that, I don't know what's wrong with me. So I don't know. Maybe I didn't say it. I apologize. Maybe you weren't listening. I don't know. You guys can tell me. Ancient Astronaut says, wearing my Edie jersey with pride on Saturday. I hope it's not Edie's size. I don't know how big you are, ancient astronaut, but that could be embarrassing. Karen Gerlach says, "Miss the beginning. Are you Phoenix bound?" Not yet. Not yet. Trying, efforting, whatever you want to call it. Not going great. Mark Garrity says, "Dakota Mathias did an interview today. Said he's been texting the players, and they're all saying two more games. This is awesome. Their goal is championship." It's great to see. Fletch Lawyer has not wavered on that from the time that clock hit triple zeros. He was saying two more games. So there are guys on this team. They enjoy. They for the first time they earned their celebration. They took their celebration, and if they can buckle down, man, that's incredible. Chris Hardy says, "Did you check Louisville?" I did not, and I will tonight. I will. The Fort Wayne. I thought I had it at Fort Wayne. Louisville's not too far away, not too bad of a drive. I will try that. I'll try it tonight. I'm going to have another night where I'm just frustrated and looking at a computer screen. I'd love for it to work. Yeah, Fort Wayne's. I haven't tried South Bend either. Maybe. We'll see. Nathan Don't says, "Thoughts on NC State matchup?" I will talk about that. I'm LBD, who's the brains of the operation. He and I are going to look at some stats, maybe look at some highlights, and I'll have some analysis for you, in my opinion. Nobody ever wants to play the darling of the tournament. And I said this a couple podcasts ago, who's the darling of the tournament? Well, Purdue gets to run into them. They are indeed the media darling and the fan favorite just because they're such a long shot. 11 in the Final Four, incredible. Karen Gerlach says, "Dakota interview on Braggs in the Stands is excellent." Yeah, I just saw that come up on my YouTube. I'm going to check that out. Thank you. Ted Berkey says, "You can buy the Exponent cover from yesterday for $25. Yes, I linked that on the Twitter feed if you guys wanted that. I already have some people put aside. I may buy extra though. I may do it because why not? David Hildebrand says, "Is Mackey having a viewing party?" As far as I know, that's not been publicly released yet because there are people that have commissioned and called Mackey and they have not talked about it yet. I cannot see a scenario where they wouldn't do that because it's so far away and so many students can't get there but want to be there. So I would think there'd be a viewing party. We'll find out. We'll find out soon. And if I find out, I'll post on Twitter or talk to you guys on a quick cast. Jonathan Michael says, "This is the first time living halfway across the country has made it so much easier to get to the game." Yeah, so there's advantages. And that's why I thought that's one thing that's great about the Purdue reach. Purdue alums are everywhere, and there are a lot of West Coasters. One of my buddies from when I was an RA my senior year reached out to me on Twitter and said, why don't you come to San Diego and we'll drive together?" But what he wants out of the trip is different from mine. What I want to do, like I said, I want to be there. I'd really like to be there Thursday night, enjoy everything, and then go Friday to practice and be at all the pep rallies and the events and stuff, and then watch the game with a bunch of people. I don't have to be in the game. Part of that's because it's like a self-defense of my budget. Again, I'm too, I just can't, I can't legitimize spending thousands of dollars for that. I maybe could. Yeah, I'm not getting that. I just can't do it right now. It's can't do it right now. MHC says, "Waiting for the AJ's Final Four show. Hope you make it to Phoenix." There's going, like I said, I promise there's going to be an AJ's Final Four show, and maybe it'll be on Monday championship night, or maybe it'll be that week after it. I don't know yet, but yeah, that's coming. Definitely gonna get to AJ's. Going to do something again live from the show to celebrate the fact that Purdue got over the hump and made history. Rob White said, "I love that shirt." Yeah, so I like it. And in person, I like it even more. It's the graphic's pretty cool, and the fact that it's got the Final Four logo on there, it's a pretty cool detail. I think Nike could do better with the tagline, but I like the graphics a lot. I think it's really cool. Wow. Mark Garrity says, "I'm seeing Frontier Airlines out of Bloomington, Illinois." Bloomington, Illinois, Peoria are 2.5. Yeah, I don't mind driving 3 to 5 hours, honestly. The problem that I have is going, because I've looked at one scenario where I drive 3 to 5 hours to get to the airport, fly to Vegas, drive 4 hours there, right? And then at the backside, because of my schedule, I've got a thing I can't move Sunday. So I got to get back home. So I'd have to leave the game almost, drive the 4 hours, get to the airport at 4:30 to get on a 6 a.m. flight, fly back, and then drive again 4 hours. 3 hours. That's hard. I mean, it's I don't want to take anything for granted. That is a really tough 2 days, right? So, Dick Stillwagon says I've watched the Finally video about 80 times. Yeah, I've watched it multiple times today. It's great, and there are a couple moments that really get me. There's one that first song is such a harsh song, right? Remake of Nine Inch Nails by Johnny Cash is perfect. Perfect for how we all felt wrung out for years and years. John or Jim Huguenard says, can't wait for the weekend. Still on fire from Sunday. Happy you and your son had the opportunity to be in Detroit and experience a win in person. Memory of a lifetime, no doubt. Fantastic time. Kevin Pass says, I'm getting the shirt and the Boiler baseball jersey sent out soon, hopefully. This NIT game is fun on Sycamore Radio, like mozzarella sticks before. A steak at Applebee's. I don't even have a TV on. What?
When you type in Boiler S on the search bar for YouTube, Boiler Sun Finally is the number one search on Boiler S
On Google?
on YouTube.
On YouTube, if you just put Boiler S, LBG's told me that it says Boiler Sun automatically fills up as the number one because it's trending so hard.
Yeah, 24,000 now.
24,000 views. Gracious. It's awesome. So if you go watch those videos, the funny thing, you'll look at the other videos he's posted and you'll see like he's had some, he made fun of it today. We were texting each other and he made fun of the fact that like one of them has like 39 watches and this one has, it's going to get to 30,000 probably at least. And it's got another boost coming. I keep telling him how these viral things work is somebody else picks them up after they see it. And so you'll have like maybe a semi-national or a regional outlet on Twitter will pick it up and retweet it. Then all of a sudden it catches fuel again. So and there's a couple days left, so I wouldn't put it past it. But watch that video if you haven't. It's really, really good. Especially if you like to relive things that are tough. If you're like a sadist, it's really great because it is. Man, that first 4 or 5 minutes are hard. Akoli says, love the homage to Katie. Yeah, when the one of the things that gets me, I don't know if you're, one of the things that gets me in that is when Kansas State beats Purdue and Katie just sits on the bench and puts his head down. I'm like, gosh, man, that's so hard. Because I remember that game when it happened. And many of those games, I remember when they happened. And man, yeah, there's so many good things, so many good images of Katie in that video, too. What? Chris Harder says he's shot. Talking to me. Let's see. He did. Chris Harder says, shot you a text, found you a plan. My man. Okay. All right. We're gonna see how this goes. Somebody did this earlier today and it was promising. And the dates were for a week from now. By the way, flights to Phoenix, trips to Phoenix get really cheap a week from now. Let's see. Ben Carnahan says Louisville, Nashville, St. Louis, Detroit, Dayton, Toledo. Yeah. I tried those. I didn't try Toledo. Kevin Pass says, yo, did you know my brother Brian? He was an RA at Cary in Northwest circa when the Giants beat the Bills in the Super Bowl. What year is that? Give me a year. I don't know. See, here's the problem. I'm really bad with names generally. Many of you guys, I've met you guys. You guys have been awesome. And I'll forget the name like 5 seconds later. So I. Sometimes, like, I'll go to a game and I'll meet like seven of you guys. It's awesome. And I'll leave and I'll remember one. Like, I got to meet a guy named Brian after the post game. He was great. Great. He didn't come to, I think I said this. He didn't come to with his wife to the game. Talked to him for a while. Met a guy named Phil. Met a guy named Carl. And darn it. And that's all I'm remembering. And that's not fair because I talked to so many of you guys that were awesome. I'm happy that I remember any of them, but my brain's no good. So, asking me if I knew Brian passed, I assume. I don't know. I don't know. I'm better with faces than names, but we also change a little bit. Coldy said the best place to watch the game Saturday was going to go somewhere, but went to first round, probably just to be at home with dad. Best place to watch a game Saturday. I don't understand that. I'm sorry. Coldy says, finally, video makes me cry multiple times with my dad. Yeah, it'll get you. It'll get you. And if you dig into it, here's the thing. If you dig into it and you watch it again, you'll like, I keep going back and watching one more thing because, like I said, there's some of those things I didn't want to watch when they happened, and I didn't want to watch a replay when they happened. And so I'm like, I never saw that again. I saw it live on TV. I mean, that Tony Jones play in the Hoosier Dome where he gets the ball pinned against, he didn't get pinned. He got thrown against the backboard. That's one of those that I really didn't want to look at. I think it was in 90, 91. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Akoldi says Julie Edie posted. Yeah, she posted it. I said that earlier. I posted it first. Anyway, Nolan 23. Julie Edie is the reason it caught fire. No doubt about it. Because Purdue fans, man, they love her and they should. And yeah, it's amazing. And then you had bookstores posting about it and people start retweeting. It's really, really cool to see something get viral like that. Really cool, especially when you know the root of it. Boiler Dead Hoosier says, boiler up, friends. I missed that comment. Down here, Tampa Woodworking says, you mentioned someone uploaded a cinematic video of Tennessee game. Can you add the link to this video? Are you talking about the one that I'm talking about? I don't know. That's not about the Tennessee game. That's really about the long, painful haul that led to triumph at Albany's. The magnate of gummy bears says, you should plan to make it to the Final Four. Most likely we will win if time permits. I'm trying so hard. I'm trying so hard. I would love to be there. Absolutely. So I'm not giving up yet, but I'm close. John Kemp says, sorry, may have missed it, but where can I find the finally video? Okay, so just look up. So Nolan 20 says, search for Boiler Sun on YouTube. Just type in Boiler Sun, and then his channel comes up, and the finally video will be in there. I think you'll like it. One person said it's too long because it's 9 minutes, but somebody else correctly said, it's been a long time since they've been in the Final Four, so had to put a lot in there. And there's some images in there that I think every Purdue fan will love what's in there because there are so many eras represented. That's the thing. It's really, really cool. This was a haul. He did his research. He took his time, did a great job. Incredible job at that video, in my opinion. Kevin Pest says, I'm thinking we may have the most fans in Arizona this weekend. It's true that we're everywhere. And I think we could bring it strong. But again, there's something to be said, especially in that first session, you're going to have everybody rooting for NC State but the Purdue fans. That's my big prediction. So that could be interesting. So Purdue fans are going to have to breathe loud that are fortunate enough to get into the stadium, not the arena. So we'll see. Jim Huguenard says, Mitch Richmond went unconscious in that game. Heartbreaking. I remember Katie's reaction as well. I had tears when Edie gave him the piece of the net on Sunday. Redemption. So you've got two things, right? Everybody's talking about redemption. That's the redemption of the program. And I call it the reckoning too, right? The reckoning of what happened last year. So many things, short-term and long-term, happened that were important for the program or for these players. So, Nolan 23, you're not dreaming. This is real. This shirt actually has Purdue on it. That's the thing. It's wild. This right here, let me do this. I'm not kidding. My son brought that home. He works at Dick's Sporting Goods. He asked me if I wanted to do it. And holding my hand choked me up. So that's weak. let's see. Yeah. It's okay, Akoldi. No need to worry about apologizing. Nita Bienverse says, would Mackie ever consider a watch party in the arena? No, that's not far-fetched. They just did it, I believe. There was a watch party for the last game, so I'm almost positive they'll do it again. Maybe the only thing that would keep it is if they have a pre-scheduled event. They got to do that. That screen would be awesome. 64D Willie says, I never missed a Gene Katie show. I love the Gene Katie show. I like watching all the coaches' shows. His was, to me, pretty entertaining. Painter's really good in front of the media. Painter gets a little bored at times during the season. It was good this year that he gave other people the chair and let his assistant coaches sit in. I thought that was super entertaining. That was great. Actually, that was awesome. Joseph Sasser says, if you can't make it, watch party at AJ's. Yes, that's tremendous. Tremendous idea, tremendous location. It's probably my 1B right now. Let's see. Ed Albany says, Clay Travis made a long video about Tennessee being screwed out, and of course, it's the ref's fault. It's entertaining. Yeah. Clay Travis has a big megaphone, right? And he uses it to, he does, I gotta, he's done some things that are good, and he's done a lot of things that are idiotic. And this one, though, has the entire Tennessee fan base acting the fool, and he should be ashamed of himself. It's a completely bitch move to blame an entire game on the officials, especially when there's a recent past of a team beating your ass. So doing it twice, and then I guess everything's the ref's fault then? And someone had a great point. Are you guys going to go ahead and say that every official in America who has officiated a Purdue game, they're all in this conspiracy where they're going to favor Purdue? Is that... It's not Purdue earning it? Is that really what you're going to do? Is that what we're going to say? Clay and company? Morons. That's a dumb take. It's a really stupid take. And that officiating crew, tell me if I'm wrong, none of those people are Big Ten officials. None of them. Purdue had nothing there at their advantage other than this asinine conspiracy idea that's not real. Officials don't favor Purdue. Nobody favors Purdue. It's nice that Purdue's getting the credit they've earned. And that's what this is. This is earned credit. The whole damn season they've earned it. Jimmy Huguenard says, is the hat at Dick's? Yes, both of these are at Dick's Sporting Goods, at least locally. That's the Dick's in Noblesville. Safety First says, I was in Detroit Sunday and Louisville in 19. It was clearly louder in Louisville. It was such a surprise we almost stole that game. We got two bounces. Carson fouled out on the three versus UT, Tennessee, and banked in the three versus UVA. I was at both those games, too. I think Detroit was louder. So I was at both games, and I was at the Virginia game. So I just think Detroit, man, I thought that was incredible. Both of them were good, but the Detroit game was better for me. Because there were fewer hostiles. Like, it wasn't like you were dealing with... There were Tennessee fans all over in Louisville. They were really sprinkled throughout the crowd. There were. I would bet that game was what... Tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, we can debate that safety first. I don't know who you are. But I think that game had... It was almost 50-50. Because it was an easy trip for Louisville, easy trip for Purdue. And... There was more angst there. This one was more of a feel good thing. I like this more. I always like being around my people. So let's see. Casey Joanna says, you and I were at school around the same time. I've read and watched Boiled Sports from the start. It's awesome. Thanks. Great podcast this year. Love the show. We should have a YouTube live watch party. So the problem I've had, I still don't know if I can handle a live watch party of this basketball team, especially with games that are important. I could probably do one earlier in the season, and maybe if I'd ever grow up to the point that I don't get enraged, I could do it. But I don't know if I'd get real sarcastic as I'm trying to bite my tongue. But it's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. And I'm, if I don't, one way or another, here's the thing. I think one way or another, just like I was, I was in public for the game versus Tennessee this time, I'm going to be in public again. You know, obviously when you're in the stands, it's different. But now as I gotten older, I throw a wet blanket on myself just to stop myself from being a moron and being out of control. I'm so stressed at these games. Kevin Pass says, Zach got mauled. Travis can do, you know what, himself to himself. Yes. Yeah. Andy Day says, Courtney Green. Courtney Green wasn't in that game, was he? Courtney Green's, he's one of the officials in the final. Has he been named to the NC State game? If he has, sure, be worried. I saw that he was named to the crew that is going to the Final Four. I do not get why he would grade out that positively. Akoldi says, Tennessee has nothing. LOL. If we win it all, I'm going to rub it in so bad. Yeah, you can rub it in bad already. What do they got? Safety First says, no, I was talking about the Elite Eight versus Virginia. I was at that game, too. I was at that game, too. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we could get a decibel reading. You could settle it. I'll admit it if I'm wrong, but I don't think I was wrong, but I'd be wrong. Kevin Pass says, once we win it all, the nerves will settle, I would think. My nerves have settled quite a bit already. Maybe you're better than me and you've already gotten, I feel better. I feel better than I did a week ago right now. Cause I was starting to ratchet up, for this weekend. So maybe I'll get really horribly stressed out right before, just as a fun bonus. Ben Yu says, have you looked at flights out of Nashville? I have not. And it's not that far away. Yeah. Gosh. Yeah, I'm going to do this tonight. I think Chris Harder's got it though. He's got the magic silver bullet for me. I think I could feel it. Ed Albanese said, would you do a Zoom call with us? What do you think? You mean so we could have live interaction? We could do something like that. We'd do something like that. I don't know. We'd have to figure out a way to like get people to, I don't know. That's kind of wrought with problems too, right? I mean, like, you could have a knucklehead come on there and just wreck it, you know, make it not fun. This is fun. Not that I'm afraid of anything. I'd like to be in a place where I could mute somebody or call them out or get rid of them. I like the mute button. I like the block buttons on Twitter. Not everybody does, but I don't have a problem with, I don't need to debate somebody if they're going to act like a child or act, you know, stupidly. So it's a good idea. It's a good idea. Let me think about it. And if you've got a way to execute it, send me a DM or something on Twitter. We can talk about it. Nita Bienverse says, I'm convinced no one believes in those anti-Purdue Wild takes. Refs, Edie won't be in the NBA, etc. They just do it to insult Purdue and Zach Edie because they're insecure. Well, that might be, but I can tell you I'm getting, I think I told you guys, an old coworker was a Tennessee alum, and on LinkedIn he got into the refs thing, and then he said, I'm going to show you some facts. And he sent me a link, an article from BroBible.com. And I was like, oh, facts from BroBible.com. I did not know this website even existed before now. And now BroBible.com is going to be the source that we go to for sports facts because they're so reputable. And I looked up the writer. He's a Mississippi State grad. Okay, SEC bias, but then I was like, who is this guy? Who? You know, like, why am I supposed to care? So I think they believe it. In the words of George Costanza, it's not a lie if you believe it. I think they believe it. I think you're giving them too much credit. Kevin Pass says, isn't this a live interaction? Absolutely, it is. It's very good. But maybe it'd be better. We could all, I don't know. This is a live interaction. This is good. The Crimson Permanent Assurance says, driving to Phoenix tomorrow, Bonsai Run, awesome. We'll be there midday Friday. Perfect. Let us know where the BS team will be setting up shop. I'll stop for an introduction. So I'm going to let the cat out of the bag right here. The BS contingent that is trying to fight to get there right now is me. That's it. And the reasons are very sound. Everybody has a ton of stuff to do they can't get over. We didn't talk about that last night because I didn't want to ask him or corner him, but I found out after we get off the air, we'll talk for anyplace from 20 minutes to an hour. And that's when Michael breaks out his chicken. Check the Twitter. You'll understand it. He literally brought a baby chicken over for the conversation. It's a cute chicken, 8-week-old chicken, a rooster. There's another word for it that I'm trying to avoid. Michael shouldn't do that, break that out, the conversation afterwards. But it was a very cute chicken. Anyway, they all have something going on that's legit, and it's been planned longer than we've known Purdue was going to be in the Final Four. I think you could argue this is bigger than any of those things. I think you could argue that in my case, maybe, but I've got one thing I cannot argue with. I can't move it, and it's very good, and it's very legitimate, it's very personal, and I cannot talk about it because it's not me. So I don't know what else I can do about that, and I wish I could expound, and I wish I could get this issue settled, and I can't. So that is a pillar, and I'm trying to work around that. So that's the long and short, as much detail I can give you. Mark Garrity says, I was more nervous leading up to Gonzaga. After we handled the business, I was less worked up about Tennessee leading the game. I was very worked up about both. and probably more worked up about Tennessee because now you're staring the Final Four in the face yet again. Another nemesis, right? Another opportunity, another nemesis. With great opportunity comes great, great chance of big things happening. That was an awesome opportunity. Purdue took advantage of it. Every time you go to Final Four, it's a great opportunity, and we've seen it fail so many times, and thank God they got over the hump. Goodness gracious. Yeah, Occulti says LinkedIn shit talk is wild, and it is absolutely wild. I do not get it. I didn't see it coming, and I was like, I wrote a big, long response about how moronic it was to bring that into the discussion. And there's an old Abraham Lincoln story. He used to write letters to people kind of a counter to things they would say. He'd fold the letter up, put it in an envelope, and put it in his desk, and then wait on it. And then most of the time, he didn't send the letter if he was frustrated, angry at somebody. And so that's kind of what I did. I just wrote a cathartic letter, and then I didn't send it. I canceled out, hit the X, and I said, okay, good. I didn't need to do that. He's the smaller person here. Shoopafly says, what up, brother? Caught you live. Look at this. Best week ever. My man. So I don't know if I'm going to release or give too much information about Shoopafly. That's my brother-in-law. And his father-in-law is Ken. So guys, girls, this is the connection to Ken, the person you've been praying and thinking about. Ken, good texting you today, by the way. I hope you're watching. I don't know. Shoopafly, I don't know if I'm supposed to use your name. If you're with him watching, because I know you've done that before, but hope we're watching together. It's great. Glad you're on here, though. That is awesome. It's weird timing. It's an unusual quick cast time. Safety First says, I knew when we got to the Final Four, all the haters who thought Purdue would lose early can't just admit they're wrong. They cannot. They were going to come up with some excuse, and that's the excuse. This time it's the refs. Yep. Weak. They stuck their necks out, and they're under the guillotine, and they got their heads chopped off, and now it's just stupid talk out of a head that has no blood supply to the brain. Jason D says, the funniest debate I've seen is someone using Aaron Torres for their facts. Yes, and that one's been brought up too. Aaron Torres is an absolute moron and has no idea what he's talking about. There are a lot of stupid people out there, and you should, when Aaron Torres talks or someone brings that, just say, you know what, you can trust Aaron Torres. I'm going to trust Jay Wright. When he talks about college basketball, I'm going to trust Jay Wright. Jay Wright thinks Zach Edey's generational. He's an absolute beast. I'll go with that. I think you can just say that, and they won't shut him up, but it's at least logical. And then they can just keep yapping. Kevin Pass says, safety first, I'm beginning to think West Lafayette is the only place with manners. There are others. There are others, but Shoopafly will tell you that manners at University of Oregon aren't great at times. I think he'd say that. Crimson Permanent Assurance says, the Boilers are playing with house money from here out. Play loose. Let's let her rip. Shock the world. Hit some shots too, right? Wouldn't that be fun? Chris Harder has given, he's spitting it with it. He's giving me some information here. So I think maybe we'll find victory here soon. Nolan23 says, I have learned to mute stupid people on Twitter. Thanks for the advice. Yeah, and just, it's okay to grow that muted group. I think what it does, it makes your feed more pleasant. I'm not kidding. My feed doesn't have a ton of it. And when I see some of it, it's like I'm looking at for instance, if Julia Edey posts something and one of these numbnuts comes back at Julia Edey, if they say something that it gets it all personal, I think jumping in and defending Julia and Zach and company, I think that's a warranted smart use of your time. Don't get into it too far, though. That's what I'd say. Take your shot, mute them, block them, whatever you have to do, and then you'll feel better. Take a deep breath. And it all went away. With that mute, it's gone. You don't have to see it anymore. Let's see. Jimmy2ZD says, I don't even worry about the hate this week. Get ready for the goalpost to get moved next year. You are correct, right? Because Purdue basketball is going to end when Zach Edey goes off to the NBA. So people think. Nolan23 says, did the ball in the Tennessee game seem overinflated to you? The ball seemed really weird to me. And, everything, it looked hard and it looked super orange and it looked overinflated. I didn't get to hold it in my hands. So, and it bounced way off the rim a couple times. There was a free throw. There's a free throw miss that had a weird carom on it too, but I'm not going to overanalyze that. I'm also not going to get into the conspiracy theory. I do not think it's true that it's impossible to shoot with the Wilson ball because Purdue has shot well with the Wilson ball. So the ball may be worse. I am sure that ball has poorer feel than the Nike cushion core ball, which is a really good ball for ball handlers and shooters. But everybody's got to shoot with it, and everybody gets to practice with it. And I know Painter said, you know, we get these balls and we practice with them at home and then on the road. So, yeah, the ball's not great. But we're not going to get into any Tom Brady stuff, I don't think. Acoldi says, worst thing I saw is someone asking me why I'm a Purdue fan if I'm in Tennessee. Because being a fan doesn't stop because what state you're in, awful take, like hive mind. Yeah, it's an idiotic idea. People have a hard time relating with other people, right, if they don't do it. This happens a lot. I think this is human nature. And they think that everyone is doing things like them if they've been doing it for a long time. And you see people accuse people in a greater thing, like not sports, nothing dumb like sports, but this is how major fights, major disagreements, and people stop talking to each other because of this type of thinking, right? The idea that you're going to put your dumb mentality and your flaws, you're going to project them on someone else. Yeah. Yeah, you don't need to even engage with that person. Nita Bienverse says, I've started telling people I pay the officials handsomely to irk them more. Petty, yes. Do I regret it? No. This is the right response, probably, is just kind of agreeing with them. It's probably the funniest, best thing you can do. I can't do it all the time, but I've started doing it. There's a Gene Katie thumbs up image from the post game that Anish found, and he said, this is what I'm going to use to just kind of do that. And so I started using, I've employed it twice already. So maybe I shouldn't be on Twitter. Goodness gracious. I get so much out of it when it's good though. I'll be honest. I get a lot out of it. And so I'm good enough that I don't have to check it all the time. And I want to enjoy the camaraderie on there. I like when things are good, when the game's fun, and we're jawing amongst ourselves back and forth. I love it. I love it. Honestly. Who's Johnny says, Indiana and Michigan State. People have been telling me they're wishing us to win. It's amazing. That's awesome. Indiana fans, I got to tell you, the majority of them that I'm seeing on Twitter seem to be legitimately pulling for Purdue. So I don't get it. Maybe it's weird because you got a lot of Connecticut people at IU. Maybe that's it. Maybe they hate Connecticut. Maybe like you hate the Tennessee people because you're around it. That could be it. Maybe that's it. Alfred Dowd. My favorite member of the margin today, even over Shoopafly, my one and two right there. Sorry, guys and girls. These two are pretty favorite, pretty special. Edie's on a mission. I don't think you'll be denied. I believe, Dad, that Edie has proven a lot of things, but one of them is he has been laser focused. No days off for that guy. Nolan 23, I've watched Tennessee game 4 times already. Okay, so you're my antithesis. I haven't watched all the way through yet. I plan on doing it. Maybe it'll be tonight. When Lance hit the 3 to go up by 6, it was the best moment. Yeah, I the block from Edie probably live was my best moment. Yeah, a lot of stress. Sorry, Larry McLean says, if people are really thinking 6'8 Burns is going to go up against Edie and not be demolished by Edie. Sure, they're thinking that. Burns is a good player, and he's made 7-footers look dumb. I think the game we need to go back, and this one I'm looking forward to analyzing. Remember, they went through North Carolina in the last, 10 days, right? Didn't they? I think they beat North Carolina in the ACC championship, and they have Armando Bacot. The thing with Bacot is Bacot takes days off. He's way different than Edie in that he has a little A.J. Hammonds in him at times where he's like taking it easy. So I don't know about that game if Bacot wasn't interested in it. Edie doesn't ever do that. He doesn't take possessions off. He sure as hell doesn't take games off. So, but he is a 7-footer, and I think Burns played okay. Duke has multiple 7-footers. One of them's a big, whiny, softy made of just a bunch of Twinkies put together. So probably he didn't even guard him much. They didn't put him on him there much. Didn't want to get in foul trouble or get his feelings hurt, probably. Ben Yu says, I was pulling for IU over Maryland, and I hate IU. I don't pull for IU. I'm glad you're bigger than me. Akoldi says all my family, even IU fans, are rooting for Purdue because they are from Indiana, or they're an Indiana school, and know how much it means to me and my dad. Well, that last part is the most important thing. They know how much it means to you and your dad. I got to tell you, though, I've got friends that know how much this stuff means to me. They know it's a sickness, and I take it way too seriously, and they still aren't pulling for Purdue. And I always say, just don't say it. Don't be mean. That's the thing. You don't need to. If things, you know, like last year, I was like, gosh darn it. Do you think I'm not ripped apart by this? You think I don't know that they lost? You don't need to be a 10-year-old about it. I feel like you're on the school playground. Larry McLean says, Baycott is a prima donna and doesn't like contact. Correct. That is, yeah, especially further in his career. What, he's in year 17 at North Carolina? But further in he's gotten, he's like contact less. Yet less. Kevin Pass says, this is really the year for basketball in our state. Boilers, ISU, All-Star Game, Pacers doing well, Caitlin Clark going to the Fever, year of basketball. Confession, I'm not a women's fan. I don't know if you've caught that from me. But that's great. If people like to watch Caitlin Clark, that's awesome. And she's going to be, like I said, she's going to be my neighbor soon. So I'll be a good neighbor. I can tell you that much. Who's Johnny says, I've never, and I mean never, been this happy about a sports team like I am with this team. I can stop watching the celebration with the team after the win. I can't stop watching the celebration. Yeah, that's, I went through pictures because Purdue Sports posted a bunch of pictures of the celebration on that that one source where you can just go through them like a slideshow. It is awesome. If you like that, you're going to love that that photo feed, and I don't have it. It's awesome, though, if you can find it. So Purdue Sports did it, and then the basketball Twitter feed reposted it like yesterday. Casey Jonas says, it's more fun when they bring the hate, because when they do, it's amazing when we win. It does feel a little bit better. There's no doubt it does. So, yeah, that's it. That's it. So I've been off for almost an hour. So, and I feel like I'm cutting into other people's live cast time, and I apologize to all the Purdue, the whatever you want to call it, Purdue talent, the influencers, whatever you want to say. Nita Bremerverse says, Ken Sterling is Indiana's version of Boiler Dowd, and he has a few videos praising Purdue's success. It's pretty cool to see. Oh, you know how to hurt a guy. You're comparing me to Kent Sterling? I mean, yeah, we've both been doing it a long time. He's old, and I'm old, but he's older. Yeah, I guess I am that biased. It might be true. I think, come on, I'm more handsome. Like, that's, let's be real honest. That's why the Handsome Hour was named as it was, because my side of it, not Justin's. So who's Justin? What did I just do? Jackson Boiler says, I found myself tearing up throughout the day yesterday. Every time I remembered what happened Sunday, I think about it all the time, I guess. Let's see. Anybody else in here? Nitaverse, Beanverse says, Dowd, I'm really sorry. That's not what I meant. It's okay. It's okay. I'm playing. You're good. You're good. I understand your sentiment, okay? It's okay. Yeah, there's... Guys and girls, this has been fun. A little renegade, quick cast, and maybe I got some information to find a way to get to Phoenix, thanks to my friend Chris Harder. Thanks to all of you for the suggestions, and thanks for the ongoing banter. Makes it worthwhile. Shoopafly, Ken, thanks for tuning in. Al Dowd, thanks for tuning in. And thanks to all of you, the cast of hundreds at this point who are listening live. Thank you in the middle of the week for no good reason for coming and talking and listening to me day after day after day. Jason D says, everyone keep posting me. See how long we can make this quick cast. I'm done. That's it. You can't go any further, and I'm going to get it done before an hour in your face. I'm not even going to look down. No more comments. Stop doing that to me. It's under an hour, and that's all I care about. Boiler up, hammer down. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Ken, keep swinging. You're the dog. See ya.